in your lifetime, and certainly in my lifetime, certainly in my lifetime, let's take the word text. Now, when I was at university, that was about 1800 years ago, the only time I would ever use the word text was with something like textbook. Textbook was a book you learned from. Okay? But of course, these days, well, it was just a noun. It was a noun. It was a compound noun, or it was a noun. I mean, the word text was a very rarely used word. Okay? But of course, now it's become a verb. You get out your mobile phone, and you realize you haven't switched it off, which you should have done. You get out your mobile phone, and you text your friend. I bet you've all sent text messages today. Well, half of you have. Yep, maybe more than three or four. And what you've been doing is texting. Now, even when you were 5 years younger than you are today, you probably didn't use the term texting. Or certainly 10 years ago, you didn't use the word texting. Even if you spoke English quite well at that time. So, as you can see, this noun has become a verb. And then, of course, we have the language of texting. And we just wonder whether this language of texting is going to have an impact on the development and the divergence of English. Or is it convergence? That's a good question. See you later. If not, see you tomorrow. You could all translate that, couldn't you? Yeah? Okay? This is a typical example of texting. 21st century. Okay, what about hybrid English in the future? Well, yeah, here's some of these. Chinglish, Japlish, Hinglish. English is from Hindu English, okay? Here's some examples. Drink tea, meaning closed. Sign outside a shop, which I saw in, I think it was Indonesia. To run business, one word, open. Sign outside a shop. I think I actually saw that in Taiwan. I'm not sure. But those are two that I picked up on my travels in the past 2 or 3 years. So that's one sign of the future. Another sign of the future is the fact that something like 20,000 new words are registered in the English language per year. That's impressive. But of course, a lot of those words are kind of hybrids, combined words. And look at the size of the current number of words. Oh, not the current, the number of words that were in existence in 2006. Just under a million. So, go home and learn some vocabulary quickly tonight, okay? About 1,000 words should do. Let's look at Latin. Let's look at what happened to Latin. Just to give you some example of what might happen to English. 2,000 years ago, the Romans, from the great Roman Empire, and remember the Romans conquered Britain, spoke pure Latin. 1,500 years ago, that's 500 years nearer to our time, pure Latin had been replaced by what's called Vulgar Latin. Now, Vulgar actually means common. And it was the Latin of the ordinary people. Pure Latin had really been the Latin, the only pure Latin that was spoken 1,500 years ago was by the very, very educated, very, very wealthy people. The vast majority of people spoke Vulgar Latin, and Vulgar Latin spread. The kind of Latin that was spoken in England by the Romans and the people who the Romans conquered was Vulgar Latin. And the Romans conquered all of Europe and brought with them their Vulgar Latin. 1200 years ago, that's getting nearer to our time, Latin was officially a dead language. But it had splintered, it had diverged into the Romance languages: Spanish, French, Italian, and to a certain extent English, because there's a lot of Latin influence in English. So that's what happened to Latin.